Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Punta de Mita in Mexico. Our guide is Monocle's Darren Steinke.
As that first gust of warm, tropical flower breeze surrounds you when you step off the plane in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, grab a cab or the bus and plunge into the jungle. In 45 minutes, you'll arrive on the north end of Banderas Bay in the tiny paradise of Punta de Mita. Originally home to artists, merchants, and fishermen, the village of Punta de Mita sits among several kilometers of pristine beach that stretch north towards Puerto Vallarta and south to ruckus and beautiful Sayulita. Although quiet and tranquil, this village punches above its weight in culinary options morning, noon, and night. Don your flip-flops and shuffle down the dusty Avenue Las Redes to the quaint cobblestone Avenue El Enclote. Your morning routine could begin with El Cafecito de Mita, who have a full menu of caffeinated options, smoothies, light breakfast, and especially the flavor explosion of the acai bowl. It's like a deconstructed smoothie with fresh berries, house-made granola, and toasted coconut. For a more substantial breakfast or brunch, stroll a few more blocks past the aptly named Stinky's Beach and arrive at Casa del Pintor. A regional specialty, chilaquiles, combines fried tortilla pieces in a creamy, spicy red sauce. Topped with poached eggs or fresh roasted chicken, be forewarned, it may fill you up for the rest of the day. Relax and watch an artist paint up on the stage, or sip your mimosa and listen to the tropical birds. After lazing on the beach or catching a few waves on the easy rolling bay, rinse the sand from your feet and stroll back up to Avenue El Enclote for lunch. There are myriad taco stands and restaurants with simple, satisfying beach food that will get you in touch with the locals. If you want to escape the sun while getting that authentic taco, step into La Cabana Restaurante right on the beach. Pull up a plastic chair to the vibrantly tablecloth tables and dive into probably the best fish tacos in the village. It's difficult to pinpoint why they're better, but the atmosphere has a lot to do with it. Mexicans mix with Europeans, Canadians, and Americans, all on vacation, in this double-decker, open-air cabana, and there's nothing quite like it in town. Waking up from a taco-induced siesta, you'll be ready for happy hour cocktails and a serious discussion about dinner. As you enter over the bridge and pass the tiny waterfall into Lobster Paradise, you're greeted by dark wood in an elegant bar that opens onto the expanse of the Pacific. They take their cocktails seriously, and you'll be surprised by the number of signature drinks with tequila, mezcal, and other exotic spirits. For a slight change of scenery and an Argentinian-Italian fusion, try Punta Mercedes Cucina. When we popped in to make a reservation in the late afternoon, a chef was roasting a whole pig over an open fire in the middle of what would later become the dining room. Punta Mercedes features an extensive wine and tequila list and an open-air wood-fired oven. Carnivores and vegans alike will find something to tempt them on this menu, and many of their tables are right on the beach. The crown jewel of the avenue is rockstar chef Thierry Bluet's Tuna Blanca. Entering from street level, you can peer down into the bright, crisp kitchen and take in the hive of activity that goes into creating your dinner. Ask for a table on the ocean and get ready for the latest in Mexican cuisine. The five-course menu offers a wide range of options. Grilled octopus with a smoked yucca root puree, tabbouleh, and huitlacoche, aka Mexican truffles, aka corn smut, a fungus that grows on corn, sits comfortably next to confit duck with an almond mole, or a dried fruit quinoa with confit shallot, pea puree, grilled endive, and the superfood purslane. As you walk back to the hotel, the aroma of beach fires mingles with the tropical flowers and warm air. For Monocle in Punta de Mita, Mexico, I'm Darren Steinke.
This has been episode number 133 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Darren for the tour in Punta de Mita. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.